I the a-hole for refusing to change my last name back to my maiden name per my ex-husband's fiance's request? This comes from Throwaway Happy Living. So my 39 female ex-husband, 38 male, has been dating this woman for 3 years. For context, she is 24 years old. My ex and I were married for 12 years and have been divorced for 5 years. We have 3 kids together who are now teenagers. My ex and I got divorced because we were young when we met and got married and we grew apart as people. It was a mutual decision and we agreed our kids came first and have always co-parented very well. This has been the case up until last year when his girlfriend moved in with him. Again, that's a 24-year-old. Previously, we would do holidays and kids' birthdays together, but now when she is present, they won't even sit near me at our kids' sporting events. So like, I guess like they provided a united front to the parents that have the teenage kids, but now OP's ex-husband sits with his new girlfriend away from OP. I've always been nice to this woman, despite my kids expressing they do not like her and they feel that their dad acts differently when she was around. My ex told me early on she wasn't a fan of me and felt I intimidated her. So the 24-year-old is intimidated by OP.
I mean, I could see that, the like nearly 40-year-old woman, the mother of
children. And has gotten her life maybe a little bit more figured out.
Yeah.
Is wise and mature beyond this girlfriend's years.
Indeed.
When I asked him for examples of how I intimidated her, he said it's my face, that I have resting bee face and it makes her uncomfortable. My ex and her got engaged over Christmas and my kids were less than thrilled, my daughter especially. She feels her dad made a major life decision without even talking to them about it first. My ex called me yesterday saying he is giving me a heads up that I have a year to change my name back to my maiden name, as his fiance is expressing her distaste and concern for her and I to have the same last name when they get married.
Get over yourself. Get over yourself.
Also, a lot of last names are shared by a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Like, what if the last name is Smith? There's like a billion Smiths.
That's true. That's true.
That's crazy. A Wilson. There's like 50 Wilsons on Venmo.
True.
You can never find the right one.
That's right. It's hard. It's hard so to find annoying. Them.
And Riley has a weird Venmo name. Now type in all the time.
It's my middle name.
I know, but I have to type it in.
No, that's actually the last name.
I know, but I have to type it in.
Oh, sorry.
You're making him type, Riley. Do you understand?
It's different from the name on the Venmo.
Do you understand?
It's not in your Venmo.
But it's the same as my IG account.
I know, and I hate it.
Riley, go downstairs and change your Venmo name.
I have to put a number on there. I have to put an underscore. You're making me work so hard.
Okay, I'll change it. It was me in high school.
What's my Instagram? What's my Instagram?
Samuel Donner.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, you can't get Riley Wilson anymore. They are all taken up.
Then do Riley Wilson.
Underscore Wilson?
I don't know. 2000.
Those are still numbers. And you still have an underscore.
You have to do an underscore.
I had to do an underscore.
Why 42? Wait, shit. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Why 42?
I always like the number 42. Jackie Robinson.
Meaning of life.
Oh, true. I forgot about that. Yeah. Dang.
6 times 7. That's the first one I remembered.
Dude, Southern Twain came
That's
out.
That's a hard one.
That's why I love it.
Anyway, what's the deal with with this girlfriend wanting the...
She's young and stupid. That's a deal.
That is a good deal.
That's it.
But also, usually when people get divorced, don't they change the name back to the maiden name?
Usually, but I'm trying to remember. I think I do know of some people that have just kept the last name just out of...
Because it's hard to change.
Yeah. Fair.
Well, I told him we agreed in our divorce that I could keep his last name until I felt the need to change it. And this is what is listed in our paperwork. I also told him I don't want to have a different last name than our kids. He said I'm being unreasonable and refusing to see how this would make his fiance uncomfortable. I told him I can't see it from her side because I am a grown-up and not an immature child like she is. He told me I could ask anyone about the situation and everyone would agree with her. So, am I the a-hole for refusing to change my last name to make her happy? And there is a big fat juicy update.
Uh-oh.
But do you think OP is the a-hole for refusing to change her name?
I think so, most specifically because of the reason behind it. It is just to appease the insecurities of his 24-year-old.
So you're saying OP is the a-hole?
Oh, no.
Wow, John.
Oopsie.
John's bad takes.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I think that OP is definitely not the a-hole and that she shouldn't do it because, mainly because the reasoning of trying to appease this 24-year-old fiance's
because it wasn't a problem before this insecure, immature 24-year-old made it a problem.
Correct.
Yeah. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
We're talking about immaturity. That's what we're talking about.
Immaturity.
So yeah, I don't think OP is the a-hole. Do you think, I think obviously the 24-year-old is the a-hole. Do we think that the husband is the a-hole?
Without a doubt, yeah. Yes. He is. This is another classic case, guys. Another classic case of a person is just acquiescing to everything their new partner wants.
Yep.
And is just like, oh, no, I'm going to see my kids. Get a grip.
Get a grip.
Sit with your kids. Let your wife keep the name because listen up, buddy. You already agreed to it.
Yes, it's in writing.
That was the prior agreement. Writing. So if you really believe that, why did you not ask her to change it from the beginning? Because you're just doing
this. You didn't care until your 24-year-old baby little freaking plaything told you to.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, there's an update.
Okay, let's get into that.
So, several of you have asked for an update on my ex-husband giving a year to change my last name back to my maiden name because his fiance was uncomfortable with her and I having the same last name.
Mm.
Well, I tried to link the original post, but it's not allowing me to do so, and I'm not sure the best way to give an update. So, here it is. To clarify, the reason he gave me a year is because they are getting married sometime next year and wanted my name changed prior to their wedding. Anyway, my ex called me yesterday and said he had done a lot of research on ex-wives keeping the ex-husband's last name after a divorce. He stated he did not realize how common this is, especially when there are children from the marriage, because you want to have the same name as your kids.
Of course.
He also said this had been my last name for the past 17 years.
Yeah.
My entire adult life has been with this last name, and I've built a career with it. He basically acknowledged that every reason I had to keep it was legitimate.
Wow. Look at that!
I was not expecting that.
Wow. He apologized for the way he initially approached me about changing my last name and explained he is in a bad spot trying to keep his fiance happy. He also explained she feels that by me keeping his last name, it must mean I'm still in love with him, and this is my secret way of assuring we end up together someday. I informed this was not, nor will ever be the case. Yes, I care deeply about him because I was married to him for 12 years, and he is the father of my children, and I want him to be happy in life. However, I fell out of love with him many years ago, and that will not change.
100%.
He said he informed his fiance that he will not bring this up to me again, and if she didn't like it, the ball was in her court to decide if she wanted to continue their relationship. Thank you for all the feedback on my original post. I never expected this kind of response and an overwhelming amount of comments and advice.
Wow.
A rare instance.
A very rare instance.
Of someone realizing that they were wrong and then apologizing for it. What a crazy concept.
My God, Johnson.
Johnson. I didn't even know this was possible.
It happened.
Man, what if the last name was Johnson?
Me?
No.
John Johnson?
I mean, also you.
That'd be kind of funny.
John Johnson.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
John would be kind of a fun
Samson.
Name.
Sam Samson.
Will Wilson.
Will Wilson's a good one, too.
What about Riley Rileyson?
Riley Rileyson.
Oh, I love it.
I've been watching Shogun, and so like all of my references are to Japan now.
I need to watch that. I'm running out of shows.
So good.
I need to watch that.
So good.
We just watched We Crashed.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
You should watch it.
Good?
Pretty
fire?
Pretty, yeah, really.
The movie or the show?
The show.
Mm. I haven't watched a show. I only watch shows with Christian.
Aww.
Ouch. Yeah.
Dude, I walked in on... Okay.
Oh, God.
I walked in on Sam and Christian having an argument, and I swear they sounded like an old couple arguing.
It was
at
not
each other.
An argument. It was a discussion of feelings.
Argument.
It was an argument. I wasn't like...
No, I thought you were going to say old married couple.
Yeah, same vibe.
Because that's like old married couple were having a discussion about our feelings.
Yeah, yeah. That's exact. One was very stern. The other one was trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny. I'm like, they're talking like an old married couple right now.
Yeah, because we love each other so much.
That's right. That's right. They've been with each other for so long.
Yeah. But you know who we've been together with for so long?
Who?
Y'all.
That's true.
We're done.
That's it.
So if you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you
and see you tomorrow. This is an episode. Riley, I heard you got a bum left shoulder. What happened?
Yeah, so I was doing CrossFit workout, doing some thrusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thrust.
I, on my like ninth rep, I went up and it went like this.
Ooh.
And my left shoulder just freaking gave out.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. And it's been bothering me a lot. And I don't know what
How
to
long
do
ago
it.
Was that?
It happened like 6 months ago, but
oh, that's I'm a just, while.
Yeah, I'm just like ignoring it because you know, I'll get stronger. I'll get
no,
better.
No, no, no. You shouldn't Riley. Ignore it. You got to get that checked out.
Yeah, and you know where you need to go, Riley?
ZocDoc!
That's right. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments to them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top rated, patient reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even the same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc. We should all use ZocDoc. Go check them out right now.
Go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP, ZocDoc.com/OKOP, and let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Episode from deep within the archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind. My son's in-laws banned us from the wedding. Fine, then I'm evicting your daughter and my traitor son.
I feel like the punishment fits the crime. You know,
like I feel
like if you don't invite your parents to your wedding and you're still living in their house rent free, then you gotta get your butt out of there. Then
you know, I
because
think
that's like the ultimate insult too.
It is like. You can't live here anymore.
I mean, that and the wedding, sorry. It's like, it would be bad if you went to your friend and be like, hey, like, sorry, you can't come to the wedding. Like, that would be bad. But if you went to like your parents, they're like, yeah, I don't think it would be like a fit, you know, like culturally.
Yeah, I just don't think it's your vibe. You know what I mean? Like we're going to be playing like music you don't like and like eating like vegan stuff.
What's
you
the
know?
Guy? What's the guy from The Office or Office Space? Where it's like, yeah,
the long haired guy,
the guy from Office Space that's like a dick.
Is not that the movie
office,
or
the movie?
Oh, I can't remember. Like, I
can't. Yeah, Lumberg, like Mr. Lumberg. Yeah, he's like, you put one of these. I'm gonna need you to skedaddle.
They should hire that guy to tell them like you're not invited to the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like, a guy on TikTok who does that.
What, you're not invited?
Well, he just delivers bad news. He's like, hey, your wife is leaving you for the mailman.
Wow.
It's great content.
Wow.
So my wife and I bought a 4-bedroom house in Pennsylvania that my son lives in.
Nice.
Our son went to college in Pennsylvania and wanted to stay in the area. So it just made sense.
Yeah,
so
free living. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Free living and free loading.
That's right. So we bought the house as a second home. We live in New Jersey and commute into Manhattan for work. We figured that he would have a place to live and could visit every so often and we could spend some quality time together. So far, so good.
Yeah, it seems like the perfect setup.
The parents are doing what they can for their baby boy. We pay the taxes, services, and maintenance on the house, and our son pays for his groceries and the house utilities. That's a pretty sweet freaking deal.
Yeah,
pays for his groceries. It's like, yeah.
Of course you should. Wait, he graduated from university?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I think he's going through university, I guess, at this point.
Oh, he's going through university. I feel like my parents helped pay for my groceries when I was going through university. Yeah.
But it's also not like, oh my gosh, he pays for his groceries. Like, you know, it's not like a huge flex,
no,
bro.
No, not a huge flex.
All was going well for a few years, and our son met a girl, and they got serious.
How serious
about Clapping Dan Jakes. Now, we met her, and she seems nice enough when she's not getting them cheeks.
Then she's naughty enough.
Then she's naughty, not nice. Santa's got a brand new bag, and you made the naughty list.
You're gonna go directly into Santa's sack.
It ain't cold, but I got two lumps for you.
Let's just say I'm gonna go through your chimney tonight.
Nice. Too bad I can barely fit with my girth. And here's
like how we just went down like full Christmas,
dude. Full Christmas. Just
not Santa's. Even close. We're in the middle of July.
Yeah. You know, it's like we're halfway there. But then the big announcement. They announce that they're engaged, and she moves into the house with our son.
Jeez.
So that's a big move.
That's a huge move.
Getting engaged over here. Now for the problem, the wedding.
See, I thought that would be like not the problem. I think that would be like, you know, oh, the wedding, the is
celebration,
happening.
You
fun.
Know,
yes, no. Love.
When the wedding is the problem, you know something ain't right.
Of course,
we hold a little get to know you barbecue at our Pennsylvania house. My son and daughter are there, as are our son's fiance and her parents and sisters.
Cool.
We all seem to be getting along well. My wife, daughter, and the fiance go into the house along with her mother and sisters and my son. A lot of family.
Big family.
A few minutes later, my wife and daughter come out and they're really upset.
What happened?
They come over and tell me that we're leaving and driving back to New Jersey.
Okay, why?
I try to find out what happened. And once we got back to New Jersey, they calm down and they tell me that our son and his fiance's family don't want us at their own wedding.
How could you say that? Like the ball's on you to be like, I don't want you at.
It's insane.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous request ever.
Now maybe if they were like you know we had a parents a few stories back that were like trying to say that they were trying to send them to like a mental institution to steal all their money.
Yeah.
If their parents are like that, then that makes sense. But these parents are doing everything they can to support you.
Yeah, and they let you stay in the house
in the house
free?
Like, what?
The man has not thought this through. Let's just say that.
Good God. According to what I was told, we're not their kind of people.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Like, are they like really smelly or something? Or like covered in shit?
It's like that's did you only just go in a pig pen and just roll around in feces? Like what? That would be
the only, like, even if you had rolled around in feces and you smelled the high heaven, just like put a shower up and hose them down before they go into the wedding party.
As they're walking you down the aisle, have a spray them with some suds and some water.
It's going to be like one of those like drive-through car washes.
Exactly, literally. I was livid. I called my son and asked him what the heck this was all about. He tells me that her family feel that we are not good enough and will embarrass them at a family wedding and that we are all uninvited from the wedding.
Embarrass how? I want to know how.
And
I want to know how.
Also, not good enough? That's crazy.
This son needs to be like, get his life in check, dude.
We need to create a TV show where we create the worst people from our Reddit stories and just like embarrass the hell out of them.
Yeah. You know, Practical Jokers?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, it's like this like classic prank show. Kind of like Burr doll prank shows.
Yeah.
And there's this one where they basically like set up a fake prank show where they get people to like sign something, right? And then they just go like I think they sit on a whoopee cushion, just like something super dumb,
right?
And then a whole live band comes in, like a big ass like baby comes in, and it says, you're a dumb fuck. And then a guy comes out and says, you're on dumb fucks. But then the person starts crying.
Yeah,
and the guy who's like making them like pranking them, is actually getting pranked because they hired a professional actor to cry on the spot. And so he's the one getting pranked. It's a reverse prank Uno card.
I like the reverse prank. Yeah, like I would do it. You know how they like watch in the trailer, like the other person getting pranked. I would have like just some like freaking muscle man, just like Arnold Shake Schwarzenegger, like bust down the door and then just start like there's like another producer sitting next to them and then be like, you owe me $50,000, and just try to attack them. And that person just like,
holy shit. Yeah. Like they're thinking they're watching the prank.
Yeah.
But literally they know that they are the prank.
Back to our protagonists who are not being pranked. This is sadly reality.
Sad reality.
I let a week go by to calm myself down, and then I drive back to the Pennsylvania house. The new future in-laws are in the house along with the fiance. It appears they've all moved into the house.
What?
So you uninvite me from the wedding, and now you live in my house?
All of them?
All of them. The parents, too.
I don't understand how they think that this family will embarrass them at the wedding. Like
they are embarrassing themselves.
They don't have like a house to live in. Yeah, it's something? Like
guys, we don't want you embarrass us, so we're just gonna live in your house and use your credit cards, and like, because you'd just be too embarrassing. Like it would just be too embarrassing.
Like I could, I mean, this is, it would be terrible, but I could understand if like the other family was super rich or something, and then it was like you can't come to the wedding because you're a bunch of hicks, right? Like, so terrible.
Some sort of, but like that, like reason.
Yeah. Like,
but there's no stigma reason.
Makes reason. But what the heck is the reason?
There's not even any logic behind it. Like they have no.
I don't understand. I really want to know. Like I want to sit them down and say, like, what the fuck is going on here?
They asked me what I'm doing there. Gee, I own the house. I told them that since we aren't invited, I was coming over to talk to my son. They tell me to leave their house.
Ridiculous.
We're about to unleash.
The other shoe is about to drop.
Are you
here.
Ready, Sam? Yeah, we're fully cocked and loaded over here.
I'm ready to be cocked.
Cocked. I lost it. I told them that they had 30 days to get the F out.
30 days is a lot.
Very generous over here. I told my son I'm selling the house and he could find somewhere else to live with all of them. I go to a realtor in town and list the house for sale.
Wow, that was quick.
That daddy ain't playing around. They call my son at work and tell him what I said. Apparently, they thought he owned the house.
How the tables have turned.
Joke's on you. Now who's embarrassing?
Wait, how do they think he owns it? He's in college.
He listened to Gary Vee.
Yeah.
And hustled his way to the
fuck
top.
Fuck your parents.
Fuck your, I decided to fuck my parents and like I got a house, bro. What?
I turned this paperclip and then went to a garage sale and bought a little kiddie pool and then sold it as an NFT.
Fuck your parents.
Fuck your parents. Don't sleep.
He calls me and asks me why I'm selling the house. I told him I paid for it along with the taxes on it, so it's mine.
Damn straight.
The only answer you need.
Mm-hmm.
He was living there rent-free, but since he decided he doesn't want us in his new fancy schmancy life, he has to get out.
Punishment fits the crime.
Yeah, it does. I tell him the same as I told his future in-laws. He has 30 days to get out and then I'll get my lawyer and get them evicted.
Shit.
So the question is, am I the a-hole for taking this hard stance on them? He is my son, but the in-laws seem to take over. And we no longer count.
I mean, he needs to learn a lesson, honestly.
This is the exact appropriate punishment.
This is reality hitting it, like sitting in, right? Right? Like, oh, you think that you're better than us now? Well, let's see. Let's see if you can fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know what? Yeah, go buy a mansion with all you're clearly like so much better than us, better at making money and all that stuff. Then go be better and buy a house. Go do it.
Fuck that guy.
This shit is hard. You tried delivering a 5-star podcast.
Make it easier on Mama Sam. Go to OKOP's profile page, click about, then rate it 5 stars. Okay, now push! Congratulations, Sam. You have a beautiful 5-star podcast.
Thank you, listener.